had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
We're in the process of updating our equipment here at KCNR. Now, if you hear a little extra static or perhaps a little silence between commercials, we're aware and appreciate your patience as we address these issues.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Spirits and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
What an interesting week. An incredible college football national championship loaded with celebratory victory cigars. We will get to that in complete detail. I want to follow up to last week's breaking news item that four major cigar manufacturers announcing they will not be attending the Premium Cigar Association convention in Vegas this coming July. We will get to that. Full details on that. And we'll be joined by Bernard Sanders. As you know, Bernard had those little debate earlier this week. Bernard got into it with Pocahontas. We're going to get into that. Beautiful soundbite that we will capture on that. And the Critics' Choice Awards. So glad they served a vegan meal. We will hit that as well. I may not be at 100% today, as you can definitely hear, but I am ready to go. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. And screw this upper respiratory infection that I picked up. As you can hear, I definitely sound on the nasal side, and I absolutely got whacked earlier in the week. Actually, last weekend, right after Pleasure Maneuvers, Alpha Male broadcast Pleasure Maneuvers, started to feel the dry throat, getting a little bit sore. And then all of a sudden, it starts spreading to the chest with the dry hacking cough. And, of course, the resident physician, the Surgeon General of the Alpha Male Entertainment Network on standby 24-7, my buddy Dr. Spiros, took great care of me, made sure I had the appropriate injection to reduce the inflammation, which definitely helped. But you just got to let it ride the course. So I was in bed just absolutely whacked. And I was accompanied by numerous hot alphas. You've heard of a hot toddy? Well, we've got the hot alpha, and that's what my libation of choice will be today. In fact, let me take a sip right now. As it soothes the throat. But I absolutely got whacked between the throat, then it goes down into the chest, the dry hacking, then you get it softening up, and you get all the junk coming out of there, and then it travels right up into the sinuses and nasal passages. And even though I'm operating today, I'm telling you right now, there's nowhere near I'm at 50%. I am still far superior than any other betas or of the wussified betas or enemies of pleasure that we see. I can take them seriously at 40% peak efficiency. No ifs, ands, or buts. As always, don't forget, follow us on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, Twitter at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook Cigar Dave, Instagram Cigar Dave. All right, big, big victory. The LSU Tigers, go Tigers. I love Ed Orgeron. And, in fact, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by noted college football analyst and drafting expert Chris Landry of LandryFootball.com. We actually did a college football preview earlier in the year before the college football season began. We had him on in August for college football preview maneuvers. And I talked extensively about Ed Orgeron. Absolutely love Ed Orgeron, going back to his Syracuse days. Great coach, great recruiter, perfect coach for LSU. A lot of heat he took the last year or so. How about now? Anybody complaining in Louisiana in the Bayou? I don't think so. How about the people at USC? Do they look like a bunch of schmucks? Pat Hayden, who I always had a lot of respect for. But what I've learned about Pat Hayden the last number of years, I've totally lost respect for that bastard. Totally. Boy, did he ever blow it. Instead of bringing in Ed Orgeron, he brings in Steve Sarkisian. Anybody want a drink? Have a cocktail. I actually have about a dozen cocktails. The guy couldn't stay sober during the games. Has to get rid of him. If they would have kept Ed Orgeron, USC very well may could have been national champions by now. Who knows? But he is a national championship with LSU. Incredible 42-25 victory over the Clemson Tigers. Their third national championship LSU in 16 years. Joe Burrow, Heisman-winning quarterback. Outstanding performance, throwing for 463 yards, five touchdowns, ran for another touchdown, and running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 110 yards on the ground. And afterwards, there was incredible, ample amounts of cigar victory celebratory maneuvers going on. In fact, LSU, within probably an hour after the championship, they had a great video they posted on social media showing Joe Burrow chilling out, having a cigar, and then going in the locker room where guys were jumping up and down. We're going to play that a little bit later on, but it was absolutely fantastic. But, as always, leave it to some enemy of pleasure, rat bastard, to try to interfere with the celebratory maneuvers. While they were enjoying victory cigars in the locker room after winning the national championship, capping a historic season, undefeated for the Louisiana State University Tigers, they're smoking cigars. Big post-game party. I mean, there's cigars everywhere. It's a beautiful thing. Now think about that. Isn't that the way celebration should go? This team worked hard. They didn't get in any trouble. They kept their nose to the grindstone. They were undefeated. They came from behind after Clemson came out pretty strong. They win the national championship. They're having a good time. They're celebrating in the way that we, as cigar connoisseurs and alphas, love to celebrate. Fire up a victory cigar. That's what they were doing. They were smoking cigars, and some of their cigar smoking technique wasn't great. They didn't properly light it. There was definitely some canoeing going on some of the cigars. But I'll tell you who did look good. Joe Burrow, the quarterback, he looked like there's a great picture of him, and we'll post it. He's just sitting there, his leg crossed, got the cigar in his right hand to his mouth. He's got his left arm outstretched over a bench or over another chair, and he's just... You can just tell. The expression on his face is, damn, we're good. We won. This is victory. We deserve this. This is the aroma. This is the smell. This is the taste of victory. Looked absolutely great. Well, leave it to an enemy of pleasure to try to interfere in the celebration. While they were enjoying cigars in the locker room, some schmuck enemy of pleasure cop from Louisiana or New Orleans comes in, and he stands up. I mean, basically stands up apparently on a chair and screams, announcing to the players that any player smoking cigars in the locker room would be subject to arrest. And several players that were holding cigars and smoking, they looked at the guy and they just laughed at him, thought it was a joke. The cop wasn't, he was serious. He threatened to arrest any players. Now, the good news is a cop with some common sense came along and said to the other cop, stand down. They're celebrating. Let's not go overboard here. But how stupid must that cop be? I mean, this cop that wanted to interrupt a victory celebration to say, anybody that's smoking a cigar is subject to arrest. I would love to see that. Do you know how stupid, how schmucky, how putzy the city of New Orleans would look? Now, the city of New Orleans, as you know, looks like a dump to begin with. I'm not a New Orleans fan. I hate New Orleans. I like the people in New Orleans. The people are great. The city smells like puke 24/7. It's hot. It's humid. The last place on earth I want to go for anything is New Orleans. If you live in New Orleans, I'm sorry. I'm telling you the facts. I have zero interest in going. People say, let's go to New Orleans for a weekend. Why? I have zero interest. Not my cup of tea. The people are great. The number of people that I've met there that love cigars, that are accommodating, they couldn't be nicer. Whenever the Cigar Retailers Convention was held in New Orleans, the hotel staff, the wait staff, the restaurant staff, the hospitality, they couldn't have been nicer. Great folks. Love the people. But the city? Ugh. Please. And this just caps it. But can you imagine how stupid they would have looked, the city of New Orleans would have looked, or the state of Louisiana, when their beloved LSU Tigers win a championship, players enjoying a cigar, victory cigars, in the spirit of celebration. One time. It's not like they're lighting them up before every game. It was after the game, after everybody had left the stadium. They're in the locker room. It's a private celebration for all practical purposes. But this schmuck cop goes up and yells, anybody smoking cigars will be arrested. Please. What a horse's ass. And luckily, another cop, supervisor, with some common sense, came up and said to the other cop, okay, back down. Back down, Barney Fife. Easy, Barney. Take the bullet out of your take the bullet out of your gun and just chill out. Hold your water, Barney. It's okay. And they continued to enjoy their cigars. And, of course, there was Odell Beckham Jr. throwing cash into the locker room. And, by the way, looks as though now that is technically an offense to the NCAA. So LSU initially thought he was throwing fake money, but they determined it was real money. And they had to self-report to the NCAA. Nothing's going to come out of that. But it is just ridiculous that even something as a gesture like that, where it's all in fun, has to be reported to the NCAA. And the number of social media messages I received and emails saying, General, did you see this? This pleasure cop? What the hell? Of course I saw it. I was on it. No ifs, ands, or buts. And there was a press conference after the game with Coach Ed Orgeron. There was Joe Burrow and several other players. And Burrow had his cigar. He's puffing. He's going to town on that cigar. Take a listen after the press conference ends and Joe Burrow leaves. Take a listen to what Coach O said to quarterback Joe Burrow about the cigar.
Take it easy on that cigar, boy.
Take it easy on that cigar, boy. Play that one more time, Sergeant Steve. I love that.
Take it easy on that cigar, boy.
I mean, that is just a classic because – I tell you, Joe Burrow, he was puffing to town. He was really, really, really going to town. By the way, what were the cigars that they handed out? They came from Karl Malone, the former basketball player. His son is the strength and conditioning coach, and Karl Malone has his own line of cigars. Saw him last year at the Cigar Retailers Convention. Actually, he was a very pleasant guy. Very, very pleasant guy, and that's the cigars that they handed out. People were saying, what cigars? Can you find out? Now you know the rest of the story. So a fantastic win, and this is a classic. There, that picture that I was talking about, Joe Burrow sitting on the chair, cigar in his right hand, very pensive, leg is crossed, has his left arm over the chair or over the sofa. In Cincinnati, they have created a T-shirt because I say they should. The Cincinnati Bengals should be picking him number one, but with Mike Brown at the helm, you never know. Sergeant Steve, I know you're
Wait a minute, wait a minute. He doesn't like Skyline Chili. I don't know if he can be the number one pick.
Oh, by the way, that's right. He did, and he's from Ohio, but he said there was some tweet that he posted about Skyline Chili. And you know what,
Steve? It was from a couple years ago, and so then it's been brought back up because the Bengals are most likely going to take him number one, and he's doubled down on it now.
Right. And do you remember what he said about Skyline Chili?
I don't remember the exact verbiage, but he didn't like it's garbage or something like that. It wasn't exactly it, but
well, he's right.
No.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, listen, Cincinnati's got some nice delicacies, but I'm sorry, putting chili on spaghetti ain't one of them. Now, here's the thing.
No.
Sergeant Steve.
You don't just put regular spaghetti or chili on spaghetti. You put Cincinnati-style chili on spaghetti, and it's delicious.
Yes, it gives you extra heartburn.
You add some onions, you add some beans, you make it a three or four or five way.
Yeah, that's a five alarm is what it is by the time you wake up in the middle of the night. But this picture they have from Cincinnati Shirts, it's called Smoking Joe. It's a T-shirt with him, a picture of him smoking his cigar. Now, here's the thing, Sergeant Steve. The people in Cincinnati are so irate. And do you want to know why they're irate? Not only because Joe Burrow hates Skyline Chili. It has been determined. I have exclusively found this out. Joe Burrow's favorite food is buffalo chicken wings. And he has demanded that Buffalo trade for him, move up in the draft. So Cincinnati will be trading down to the Buffalo Bills, and Joe Burrow will be selected with the first selection by the Buffalo Bills. Actually, Mike Brown pulled a good deal for him. I think we gave him an eighth rounder, a ninth rounder, and a ninth rounder next year for the first round pick.
You know what?
So Burrow coming to Buffalo.
I'll take that as long as Josh Allen's not in the deal.
We'll keep Josh Allen as a backup. He's good as a backup. But Joe Burrow, and this is the one thing, you know, I was really, it's very interesting. People know if they follow me on social media from day one, I like Josh Allen. He's a tough kid, likes playing in Buffalo. You want to root for the guy. He is a blue collar kind of guy. I like him. He's my kind of guy. And I'm rooting for him. I personally like him. But I have to separate fact from fiction. And I know a lot of Bills Mafia will take issue with me, but I have stated, starting the night they drafted him, I watched all his games at Wyoming. Josh Allen has a big arm, and that's his claim to fame. Every scout, he's got a big arm, big potential. It's just unharnessed, big, big arm. Josh Allen couldn't hit the Goodyear blimp if it's more than 30 yards downfield. That is fact. He has tremendous inaccuracy issues. And I was listening to Mike Leach. Mike Leach, who I am thrilled, is at Mississippi State. He's a brilliant guy. He's a very, very smart guy. Sergeant Steve, did you know that Mike Leach is an attorney?
I did.
To law school?
I did, actually.
Yeah, very bright guy. Very, very incredibly bright guy. People say he's odd and he's weird, and he is. But he's incredibly bright, and his offense works. Listen, it is not easy winning at Washington State. You are in the middle of nowhere. You are facing Washington, you got Boise State, you've got other Pac-12 schools. It is not easy recruiting to Pullman, Washington, but they win every year with him. He did it at Texas Tech, getting into the top 10. That's incredible. Texas Tech was not exactly a football powerhouse. Everywhere he goes, he wins. And he made a very important point. Somebody asked him a question about, you know, the kind of quarterback that you're looking for. And he said, it's not so much the kind of quarterback I'm looking for. He said, because there are different quarterbacks. There are running quarterbacks. There are throwing. There are guys. But he said, the one thing that you can't teach, you either have or you don't, is accuracy. Josh Allen does not have accuracy. So what will happen is next year, he's grown. He's made progress. He still finished, I think, dead last in quarterback efficiency this year. Was he an improvement this year? Did they get to the playoffs? Yes. Did he basically bumble and fumble it in the wild card game against the Houston Texasses? Yes, he did. Tried to do too much. He cannot throw long downfield with any accuracy. So what will happen is, I know Bills Mafia, those of you listening on WBEN or listening on our mobile app, they will disagree with me because they all want to just drink the Bills Mafia Kool-Aid. But again, I deal in reality, not in fantasy. And the reality is, if you've watched him in college, he's committing the same errors, has the same inaccuracy issues. You can tell me until I'm blue in the face, and you're blue in the face, that he has to work on his mechanics. His mechanics are not going to change. He doesn't have the accuracy. You cannot make chicken salad out of chicken droppings. It is that simple. So Josh Allen will never be an accurate quarterback. He is what he is. So after next year and he doesn't make the kind of progress, then the Bills will have a big decision because he then goes into his fourth year. They have an option on a fifth, which pays him much more. And then you look and say, is this the guy that's going to lead us? And if we have to sign him to a large contract, you're looking at $25, $28, $30 million a year. You want to commit to a guy that can't hit the Goodyear blimp 30 yards downfield? The answer is no. The Buccaneers are going through that right now with Jameis Winston. What's your prediction, Sergeant Steve? Jameis Winston signed, or is he released by the ball? Not released. His contract is done. Do they franchise tag him? Do they sign him or do they let him walk?
I think they'll franchise tag him.
I think they're going to let him walk.
I think they draft a quarterback and franchise tag him and let the draft of the quarterback sit behind him.
I could see that. That could be a possibility. Could be a possibility. Now, getting back to the locker room issue, there was an ESPN reporter who had a big complaint, a big problem. Her name is Heather Dinich. She sent out a tweet stating, "It was so unbelievably smoky in the LSU locker room from the players smoking cigars, I can taste it. And no, I didn't have one. It was suffocating." Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, this is horrible. Oh, she was suffocating from all the cigar smoke. Sweetheart, you're in a victory locker room, a celebratory locker room. You can't have champagne, so they were lighting cigars. And the responses to her tweet were amazing. Somebody who's a former journalist said this, and I'm going to read it verbatim. "Exhibit A for why women shouldn't be in a men's locker room." Got to agree on that. "Also, Exhibit A, why my former colleagues are hated so much these days." Yep, little whiny. She is a little whiner. Oh, boo-hoo. She's got to cover the national championship game. ESPN sending their all expenses paid, and in the locker room she had to be surrounded by cigar smoke. And also he says, "Exhibit A for why I'm glad I retired from sports journalism back in 2013. The problem is this. Back in the old days, the journalists, they liked when there were cigars. In fact, many of them would smoke cigars themselves back in the locker room. But today, when you got dames like this Heather Dinich, who complained about cigars, I say, if you don't like the cigars, put a sign right up. We're smoking cigars. If it offends you, stay the hell out. We don't need you. We don't want you." So congratulations to the LSU Tigers. A huge victory. I love it, Orgeron. And in the next hour, we'll be joined by Chris Landry of LandryFootball.com. We'll talk about that big victory. We'll talk about Ed Orgeron. He's the perfect guy for that job. And it was just, and you could tell, I'll tell you, you knew I was sick. I watched the first half. I fell asleep in bed because I was so sick, just trying to get some sleep. For a couple of nights, I couldn't get sleep. However, I had a plan B. I DVR'd the entire game. Not only did I DVR the ESPN feed, but I also DVR'd the college football coach control room or command center feed. So I watched the second half of both and actually watched the game in its entirety from beginning to end. It was an incredible game. So congratulations to Ed Orgeron, Go Tigers, and Joe Burrow, the next quarterback of your Buffalo Bills. Sorry, Steve. Sergeant Steve, the guy loves chicken wings, so he's coming to Buffalo. But don't worry, I'm sure your Bengals will do wonders with our 7th round and 2 9th round picks. So the Buffalo Bills, oh, if only we could get Joe Burrow. That would be absolutely fantastic. And Sergeant Steve, I know you're a Bengals fan, and you say, there's no way the Bengals could screw this up. They're going to take Joe Burrow. Trust me.
We never say they can't screw it up.
That's true. If there's a way, leave it to the Bengals. They'll screw it up.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Gatekeeper from Alec and Bradley. This cigar was blended with the help of Ernesto Perez Carrillo. This beautiful stick has notes of cedar, nuts, and leather, giving it a smooth and rich profile. You can get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you got them, smoke them. That's what they say.
If you got them, smoke them, baby. That's what they say. They were smoking massive numbers of cigars Monday night in the LSU locker room as they win the college football national championship, a fantastic game, 42-25 over the Clemson Tigers. And I have been a big fan of Ed Orgeron right from the beginning, back to his Syracuse days. And we'll talk about that in a second, because how prescient am I when you hear the audio of our college football preview back from August. But I want to welcome Chris Landry of LandryFootball.com, one of the foremost experts in college scouting and pro scouting and breaking down games. Chris, have you come out of your 25 TV football bunker for a few months to actually see the outside world?
You know, I did. I went to the national championship game and thought of you as – the game ended, they broke out cigars in the LSU locker room, and it is illegal to smoke inside the Superdome. There literally were some policemen that came in and threatened to arrest players if they smoked. And I said, I know somebody that would take offense to that, and thought that was utterly ridiculous. And, of course, good luck trying to arrest Joe Burrow after putting together the year he did and the performance he did in the championship game. But yes, it was a fond remembrance of Cigar Dave right there tied to the championship game. So you were there,
there you
in
go.
Spirit.
I was there in spirit. Well, it's interesting because we talk about. And it's right, in wonderful aroma. That is the smell of victory, my friend. The smell of victory, and soon the smell of money for many of those players that will get drafted. But we talked about it just before we had you on, that a police officer from New Orleans stood up and said, anybody smoking cigars is subject to arrest. And all the players started laughing at him. And I said, how ridiculous. The cop must have been completely off his rocker, and then a supervisor came in and said, okay, let it go. Just chill out a little bit. Let's relax here. Let's not go overboard. So it was a great celebration, and the cigars actually came from Carl Malone. His son is the strength and conditioning coach for LSU. A little tie in there, a little twist. So they were definitely prepared. But you are a graduate of LSU, and you began your coaching career as a student assistant in the mid-'80s at LSU.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in South Louisiana in a little town between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, and grew up going to LSU games with my mother, my father, my brother, long before you had all the games on TV, when you had one game on TV. And I can remember one of the best gifts I ever got was a little 5-inch black and white battery operated television that I would watch the national game as we went to the LSU game. Because at that time, if you didn't see the game live, you didn't see it because it just didn't make TV, but maybe once a year, if that. So times have changed. The environment's changed, but certainly one of the things that those of us that grew up knew the potential of the program, and really it was Nick Saban and really Mark Emmert, who's the head of the NCAA when he was a chancellor at LSU, that kind of took the program from a really sleeping giant to a full-fledged giant. And, you know, Nick moved on and Les Miles had some success. But as you mentioned, Ed Orgeron, things work out sometimes for the best when you don't think it is. And it's a good lesson for anybody in any profession. I don't remember him ever in the 35-plus years I've known him more down than when he did not get the USC job. And his wife, you know, Kelly told him, you watch and see. Something's good is going to come out of this. And, of course, you know, no one ever thinks it or believes it. When somebody tells you that, you just think, I married a crazy woman thinking that. But the reality is it did, because there's no place that he'd rather be than back home. He is Louisiana. He is LSU. He went to school at LSU for about a week to 10 days, got homesick, ended up going to Northwestern State in Natchitoches to join a friend of his that went to high school and grew up with in the same town, Bobby Hebert, the former quarterback.
Bobby Hebert, there you go.
And so the rest, as they say, is history. Guys worked for Jimmy Johnson in Miami, and as you mentioned, at Syracuse, and really credits a lot of learning a lot about recruiting from Paul Pasqualoni, and, of course, spent a lot of time with Pete Carroll. And so he's been touched by a lot of folks, had an experience at Ole Miss that wasn't very good. He tried to do everything and be the line coach, the head coach, the coordinator, and realized that that's not the way to do it. And it's a great lesson that, you know, when you fail, you learn if you can grow from it and don't and you're not stubborn. And so here he is with the greatest season, without question, in LSU football history, because they won every individual award imaginable, but none of that really matters if you don't win the national championship. They not only won it, but an impressive style, never trailed in the fourth quarter of any game this year, and it's probably the best single-season offensive performance I've ever seen in college football, certainly the best single-season performance I've seen out of a quarterback. So it's certainly a legendary, magical type of year that will probably be impossible to replicate.
Well, the one thing you didn't hear after the game, they didn't play anyone. They played a lot of tough, top-ranked teams. Alabama on Alabama's home turf beat them. They had some very convincing victories. And how stupid must Pat Hayden think of himself right now, passing on Ed Orgeron to bring in Sarkisian, which I thought was a huge mistake from the beginning. And there was an interesting story that I read, a backstory, and I'm sure you're aware of it. There was a big booster, apparently, of the USC program, and Ed Orgeron got to know him very well, and in his personal style, went to see him, and apparently they needed a field or something, and Ed Orgeron was able to get it from this booster, and the booster was very involved, loved Ed Orgeron, And when they went 6-2, he told Hayden, you need to hire this guy. This is the man we need for the program. We'll win a championship with him. Pat Hayden disregarded this booster, didn't listen. What a huge mistake. And meanwhile, the USC program has been in shambles ever since.
Yeah, Brian Kennedy is a big-time booster who's made a lot of money, big-time USC supporter. And Ed is a great people person, probably one of the best I've been around in the coaching profession. That he's very engaging, and as you mentioned, developed a great friendship with Brian. And Brian really, you know, tried to push behind the scenes to get Ed the job. And as you mentioned, the whole story with Pat Hayden. And, you know, it's a great story. Brian was at the game Monday. He sat in Ed's box with Ed's mom, Coco, 77-year-old Coco Ogeron. And so he was there and was very vocal about the state of the USC program and what could have been. And but yet I think happy in the realization that his friend is probably where he needs to be, because, again, it just goes to show you. He even said, well, but USC is a dream job, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, he never at that time thought that being the head coach at LSU was – at that time, he had never even been hired as an assistant coach at LSU. So Les Miles brought him as a defensive line coach, and then eventually became recruiting coordinator, D-line coach, and then we all know the rest is history. So it just goes to show you again, probably having the chance to coach at LSU is something that is even greater for him than the USC job, because his family, I know Kelly, well, his boys are in college now at McNeese State, but at the time, Ed lived this whole time when he was coaching at USC in a hotel room. His right. family stayed out in Louisiana. So at least now they got a place. They live right down the subdivision, not far from mine. They've got a home here in Baton Rouge, obviously, and they've still got one in the Mandeville area just outside of New Orleans. So life couldn't be greater for Ed, and I'm happy for him. A good guy that people made fun of, and he's proven to be a really good coach. And loves being – I don't know that anybody loves their job more than Ed loves being the head coach at LSU.
Well, I can tell you one gentleman, an astute, incredibly intelligent gentleman that didn't snicker when Ed Orgeron was named head coach, and that would be me. Take a listen to the sound back during our college football preview, Chris, that we did back in August. You know, one of my favorite coaches, again, I mentioned that I went to Syracuse, Ed Orgeron. You know, Ed was kind of out of football, had some issues after Miami, and the guy that threw him a lifeline was Paul Pasqualoni and brought him in, I believe, as the defensive line coach. He was at Syracuse, I want to say, 3-4 years.
He was.
And really did a great job. That's when Syracuse is really a top 10, top 15 program, and I think Dino Babers is doing a good job bringing it back. But Ed was talked about being possibly the head coach at Syracuse a number of years ago after they got rid of Scott Schaefer, and I would have loved it because he was a, you know, I'd see him around campus. He was just a very outgoing, charismatic guy, and he said, you know, Syracuse, I've got a very soft spot in my heart for Syracuse, and I think he's a great coach. He gets a lot of, you know, heat. LSU's not an easy place to coach, but I thought he should have gotten the USC job, but to me, he's one of the better coaches in college football. Well, there you go, Chris. Now, Dino Babers had a tough year this year. So, however, on the Ed Orgeron front, I was dead nuts on, and you dropped an interesting nugget that he actually reached out to you to try to get some connections at Syracuse, because when that job opened up before Dino Babers, he had an interest in that job. And I'll tell you, he would have done great at Syracuse. There's no doubt in my mind.
And they were at the time, let's put it in context, he was an assistant for Les Miles. Les was in and out of trouble. We all know that was a 2-year span of Les's on the hot seat. So I think the desire to be a head coach won, and, you know, not thinking at that point that he's going to be the guy that's going to be the interim head coach when if Les gets hired, you know, gets fired. So all this was happening, you know, back when there was a lot of uncertainty, because I remember he was in the weight room, as Ed likes to spend a lot of his free time in. I remember telling him and called him that that Dino was going to get the job. And I remember him saying, who that?
Who that?
Yeah, who's that?
Orange. Orange.
He's he's at Bowling Green. He was like, but no, we all know that the resources at LSU, being a Louisiana guy, right. He couldn't recruit anywhere and would have been a great fit. But look, I think the LSU situation in retrospect, had he gone to Syracuse, maybe had he stayed at USC, maybe some of the issues there, maybe he wouldn't have had the success, or maybe some success, but not as much. And if that's the case, off the Ole Miss, job, if he doesn't perform well, then he never gets the opportunity. So better for him in retrospect that the job that he gets, the next opportunity that he gets, he's at LSU where he has all the resources. He can go out and hire. The staff went from like 5 analysts to like 25. I mean, he's able to do things that he couldn't have done at Syracuse. And quite frankly, that they could do at USC, but they don't do. Like, for example, one of the things we've talked about is they got probably 50.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get 2 free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Reading's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
In terms of analyzing players and draft analysis, there's a great story, Chris, that I want to share with you. I know you know it, about the previous athletic director at LSU when he interviewed Ed Orgeron compared to some of the other candidates that at the time were being mentioned. So when we come back, we'll tell that story as we continue talking cigars, talking spirits, talking football, talking alpha good life maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
A new year is upon us, and that means that I have selected 12 fantastic monthly selections for the 2020 Cigar Dave Officers Club, and it begins this month, January 2020, with the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper, a magnificent collaboration between Alec Rubin, Bradley Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, and Ernesto Perez Carrillo of EPC Cigar. They collaborated to make a magnificent, medium-bodied, very nice, rich cigar. It is the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and fillers from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. Rich, little spice, little cedar, little nuttiness on the palate, a beautiful cigar. The first of 12 fantastic monthly selections in 2020 for the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, join now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars delivered to you each month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join now.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
College football has ended. Incredible game to wrap up the season, LSU winning the national championship. But don't worry, we'll start talking about the 2020 college football season. Actually, we'll start in a couple of minutes. But first, Chris Landry of LandryFootball.com rejoins us. Chris, I mentioned before we took a timeout that there was this interesting story the previous athletic director of LSU stated about Ed Orgeron. At the time, Tom Herman, who ended up going to Texas, Jimbo Fisher went from Florida State to Texas A&M, they were both prominent candidates to be head coach at LSU. And the previous athletic director said when he sat down and talked to them or their representatives, their agents, the first thing out of their mouth was how much? All about the money. And when they interviewed Orgeron, it was all about the football, talking ball and his plans and what he envisioned. And he said that really kind of was the icing on the cake. And I think that tells you a lot about Ed Orgeron. And I've always believed this, that if you do the job correctly, the money will always follow.
Well, and certainly Ed wanted the job, and of course the underlying story that's not told there by Joe Oliva is that, you know, if you're Jimbo Fisher, you're Tom Herman, you're at Houston, you're at Florida State, you know, the interest in the job is there, but you got to get a contract, and so the money has to come up pretty quickly when you're dealing with an agent. When you're talking to the coach, the money doesn't come up because the agent handles the money conversation, and the coach talks about building the program and the vision of the program, so on and so forth. And the reality is, Joe Oliva tried to get Jimbo Fisher twice, struck out. He offered the job to Tom Herman, and Tom Herman turned it down because basically he was using leverage to get the Texas job. And at that point, you know, give credit, and people deservingly are giving credit to Joe Oliva for, you know, offering the job to Ed Orgeron. But in essence, Ed wasn't the guy he wanted. He wanted the other two guys, and at that stage was scared about going offering jobs to other people and felt at that point, you know what, let's give Ed a shot. So sometimes the best-made plans are just you get a little bit lucky. And it's ironic that Joe made the comment, Joe Oliva, that is, because his contract where his salary with LSU has just run out. So it's funny that, you know, as LSU's had the success and he's no longer the payroll, he's been quiet since he's been replaced as AD, but he was on the payroll in an administrative role. The first step outside the door, he's living in Florida now. He basically reached out to a media member to kind of give the story about how much he really wanted Ed Orgeron all along,
right,
which was a bunch of BS. Because, you know, Ed, he's right, though. Ed was talking about it, and Ed said, look, I will, like, take that extra money and put it in. I will take less money, but you got to put it into support staff, hiring more for assistants. And, you know, they were paying almost $2.5 million for a coordinator, and Ed was making three. That is unprecedented. So it shows the selflessness of Ed Orgeron and how he's viewed and how happy he was. And he, of course, is going to get paid very handsomely and rewarded for it. You're right. Put your nose down. Do your job. He wanted the job, proved it, and he's earned everything he's gotten.
One of the interesting hires that just took place about a week or so ago, Mike Leach, Mississippi State. I love Mike Leach. He is odd. He is really incredibly smart. His press conference was very entertaining at Mississippi State. I think he's going to really add some fireworks to the SEC. I think he's going to do a great job. If he gets a defense, they could be dangerous.
Yeah, well, problem is he never has a defense, but he is going to add a lot of spark. I think this is a reaction. They deny it, and I think they doth protest too much there because this is a reactionary hire to Lane Kiffin. They're trying to add spark, no doubt about it. I think Mike has done really intriguing things in Lubbock and in Pullman. I think he's overrated as a coach. I think that he gets outcoached in more games than most people realize when you break down the tape. But because he's been at off the beaten paths, people don't hold him to the same level of scrutiny. So you win a couple of big games at Texas Tech. You win a couple of big games at Washington State. That's huge. But when you blow a 40-point lead, 4-0 point lead to USC in one quarter, and you blow a lot of games, I think that he's going to get exposed a little bit more that he's in the SEC. But I'm excited that they're excited at Mississippi State. I do think that the fact that he's going to be in closer proximity to more talent is going to help him. But he's still going to be looking up at more talented teams in the SEC. So my prediction is watch for him to pull an upset a time or two. But consistently, if you don't play well at the line of scrimmage and you don't play good defense, you get exposed in the SEC. And if you lose games, even out of Mississippi State, they are a lot more harsher on you than they are in Pullman or in Lubbock, where, again, they expect you to win.
Hey, Chris, we appreciate you joining us. Chris Landry of LandryFootball.com. We'll talk to you soon as we get ready for college.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
There's money that was spent renovating their home near Windsor Castle. President Trump's legal team today declared the impeachment articles approved by the House constitutionally invalid and accused the House Democrats of brazen and unlawful attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 presidential election.
The president's team of lawyers led by White House counsel Pat Cipollone and Trump personal attorney Jay Sekulow submitted a six-page answer to the summons notifying the president of the impeachment trial Saturday evening. The filing launches a broadside against the House impeachment process while denying the charges against the president and casting the articles as an affront to the Constitution, democratic institutions, and the American people. The president's lawyers urged the Senate to reject the charges. Saturday's response asserts that the articles of impeachment fail to allege a crime or violation of the law and are therefore invalid. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Tulip growers in the Netherlands beat back winter, if only for a day, with a big explosion of color today, as they turned an Amsterdam square into a multicolored feast for cold, dulled senses, all to mark National Tulip Day. Thousands converged on Dam Square in front of the Royal Palace. More at townhall.com.
Ashton Gorka here for Refactor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Overseas, two oligarchs trying to hold on to power.
Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping have already established themselves as the world's most powerful authoritarian leaders in decades. Now it looks like they want to hang on to those roles indefinitely. Putin's sudden announcement this week of constitutional changes that would allow him to extend his rule way past the end of his term in 2024 echoes Xi's 2018 move to eliminate constitutional term limits on the head of state. That could give them many more years at the helm of two major powers that are frequently at odds with Washington and the West over issues from economic espionage and foreign policy to the limits of democracy and human rights. Keith Peters reporting.
8 men, 7 women chosen for the Harvey Weinstein rape trial. Those are the jurors and 3 alternates selected. If convicted, the disgraced movie mogul could get life in prison. More news at townhall.com. A new $4 fee on Uber and Lyft rides to and from the Phoenix airport is very likely unconstitutional, according to the state attorney general.
This ups the ante in the showdown that has led to the ride-hailing giants to threaten to abandon the airport service. The fees approved by the Phoenix City Council probably violated a 2018 ballot measure prohibiting higher taxes on services, Attorney General Mark Brnovich said. The Arizona Supreme Court will make a final determination on the issue. By law, Phoenix could lose its share of state revenues, a third of its general fund budget, if the fee hike is found to be illegal and isn't repealed by the city. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Supreme Court will consider allowing the Trump administration to enforce rules that allow more employers to deny insurance coverage for contraceptives to women. Justices have agreed to yet another case stemming from the mandates of Obamacare. This time, it's demand for free birth control. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, we'll go from football and the national championship to cigars. Wait a minute. There were cigars involved in the national championship, so I guess we'll stay on cigars. We'll talk about some industry specifics. Big news announced last week regarding the 2020 Premium Cigar Association Convention, formerly known as the IPCPR, the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association Convention. We'll talk about four big companies pulling out, not attending, not exhibiting. Shockwaves through the cigar industry. We'll talk about that, some of the reasons, and I'll give you some inside information, some straight information, some information I heretofore have not revealed about some situations involving the Premium Cigar Association. We'll get to that. Bonald Sendas will be joining us later on. Big doons with Pocahontas. So Pocahontas, we'll get to that. And also, we'll talk about Greta Thunberg. How dare you? Oh, wait till you hear. There's some great news coming out from that front end. Also, Hollywood, they're vegan. Big award ceremony last Sunday, and one of the actors that won an award, Joaquin Phoenix, talking about their vegan meal. We will get to that momentarily.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, as you can tell from my voice, my normal dulcet tones are a little bit on the nasally side as I have had a terrible upper respiratory infection, been going around, and I am a hawk. I am a stickler. I wash my hands umpteen gazillion times. I've got the wipes all over the place. If I'm going anywhere with a supermarket or a shopping cart, I make sure I get not one wipe. I take about 40 of them and wipe everything down, wipe my hands. But somehow, some way, that nasty little bugger got into my system, so I got an upper respiratory infection. And it started just about 6 days ago, started in the throat, dry throat, sore throat, down to the chest with a dry hacking cough. Then after taking cough medicine and the expectorant, loosened everything up, and now it's into the sinuses. And as bad as I sound now, I was about 400 times worse yesterday. Wasn't even sure if I'd be able to make it today, but here we are. I'm taking one for the Alpha team, taking a big one, but that is what we do. We suck it up. And we come to you front and center from Command Center Alpha. No cigar this week. And that's the interesting thing. When you have an upper respiratory infection, I will tell you, I have not had an urge to smoke a cigar, to look at a cigar, to smell a cigar. Even if I my sense of smell right now and taste is shot because of this infection. In fact, you know it's shot. If you take a jar of Vicks Vapor Rub and stick it right up to your nose, you ought to smell that menthol eucalyptus vapory aroma and scent pretty quick. Nothing. I put it right up to my nose. Not a thing. Zero. Same thing on the taste buds. But I have had zero interest in looking at a cigar, smoking a cigar, and it just shows you. And we make this statement all the time, the difference between cigar connoisseurs and cigarette smokers. Cigar connoisseurs smoke cigars for the taste, for the relaxation, for the aroma. We don't smoke cigars for the nicotine. There are people, when they have a cold or an upper respiratory infection or even the flu, they smoke cigarettes. They need that nicotine. They are firing up a cigarette. They don't care. Cigars, I probably will not have a cigar until I know I'm not going to have a cigar, probably for 2 weeks, because I am not going to jeopardize getting rid of this upper respiratory infection in its entirety. Now, when I do go to smoke that cigar in maybe another 2 weeks or so, I will thoroughly enjoy it. I will be ready. The respiratory infection will be out. But I don't have to run outside of a building. I don't have to run outside in the rain while I have this respiratory infection to go and light a cigar. Because I don't smoke cigars. You don't smoke cigars for the nicotine. We smoke cigars for the taste, for the aroma. Very big difference. Take note, FDA. Take note. Use some common sense. Cigars not consumed for the nicotine. However, those that smoke cigarettes, vaping, they smoke for the nicotine or vape for the nicotine. Very, very different. So, no litation cigar today. However, for my libation, I've got a appropriate libation to soothe the throat and the nasal passages. You've heard about a hot toddy? Well, I give my twist. It's a hot alpha. We start with some nice tea. I've got the tea bag and the hot water that are in my Buffalo Bills mug. We will share pictures with you on CigarDave.com and our social media. Hot water, and I took a couple of lemon wedges, squeezed just a little bit and dropped it in. And then I took a little bit of natural honey, the good honey, not the garbage that's processed and refined. This is the actual raw honey right from Florida. It's called the orange honey. I put just about a teaspoon in my tea. And then I top it off with the piece de resistance to make it the super hot alpha. Not one teaspoon of bourbon or whiskey, but two for good measure. Because what that does is it actually is good for your throat. It is good for, it actually has an effect on your vessels so that it actually opens up your nasal passages, reduces decongestion, is actually good for you. So I've got all those ingredients. Let me take a sip here in my Buffalo Bills mug. Very nice. A little bit of the honey, a little bit of the lemon, a little bit of the whiskey. In fact, I'm using Gentleman Jack, 2 teaspoons of Gentleman Jack, so you know. And take another sip. Fantastic. All right, glad that we are able to go. Now, let's talk about some very big developments in the cigar industry. Now, normally, I don't get this specific when it comes to industry inside information. And the reason is this. Most of you just want to know, tell me about the cigar. Tell me about the manufacturer. When can I get it? How much? What makes this cigar unique? I don't need to go in depth on the industry background and certain lobbying and things that are going on. When it's appropriate, I do it. But those of you know that have been listeners to this show, that have watched our coverage of the Cigar Retailers Convention for many, many years, we have attended every year with the exception of one, and that was 3 years ago, and I'll tell you why momentarily. Little history. The organization now known as PCA, the Premium Cigar Association, originally known as the RTDA, the Retail Tobacco Dealers Association. They've been around for approximately 80 years. And then about 15 years ago, the organization wanted to better reflect the name or their mission of their constituency, so they changed the name to IPCPR, International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association. And then last year at the last minute, the IPCPR announced another name change. The PCA, the Premium Cigar Association. Now, I don't believe that that accurately reflects the name or the mission of the organization. There are two other cigar organizations. One, the CAA, the Cigar Association of America, in which most of the large companies are members. So Altadis USA, General Cigar, Davidoff, Swisher, Drew Estate, Perdomo Cigar, Eroa Cigar, Christian Eroa. They're all members of the Cigar Association of America. And some of them are also members of the Cigar Rights of America, the CRA. The CRA was initially formed going back at least, got to be now 12 years ago or so, initially as an NRA-type organization to represent cigar connoisseurs. But it's been primarily funded by cigar manufacturers, primarily the family cigar manufacturers, the boutique cigar manufacturers. But as any organization, there may be 100 manufacturers. There's always going to be maybe 10 or 12, a certain percentage that really do the funding. So in the CRA's case, you've got Fuente, you've got Newman, you've got Padron, you've got Rocky Patel, you've got Oliva Cigar. There is some of the other manufacturers. Perdomo is also, I believe, a member as well, A.J. Fernandez. But you have CAA, Cigar Association of America, Cigar Rights of America, and then now PCA. Now, to me, the name Premier Cigar Association would connote a manufacturing organization. It's not. The correct name should really be the Premium Cigar Retailers Association, the PCRA. That's the real name. But there's been some issues going back with the PCA, but we'll get to that kind of on a timeline here. But first up, let's talk about what has happened. A week ago, Altadis USA, Davidoff North America, Drew Estate, General Cigar announced that they would not be attending or exhibiting at the 2020 PCA trade show in Las Vegas mid-July. They stated it was due to a number of issues, primarily the declining direction of the trade show, specifically the declining attendance, the increased cost of exhibiting, and the Premium Cigar Association's response to those trends. Together, they represent approximately 18 to 20% of the booth space in the convention. And when you take a look at where they were always placed strategically because they were always the four largest booths. They were always strategically placed within the convention area so as to create traffic for some of the smaller boutique or other manufacturers. They didn't place all the big ones in one spot. They may have had Davidoff towards the front right. Maybe there was Altadis in the middle. In the left rear, there could have been Drew Estate, and then General could have been somewhere else, and so on and so forth. And they tried to spread it out. So there's a nice mix of boutique, of large, of what I call mid-range, mid-tier boutique, the Rocky Patels, the Perdomos. They're much bigger than a boutique, but they are certainly not what you would consider to be a General or Altadis. But nonetheless, they are significant forces in the cigar industry. So the four largest premium cigar companies, not happy. And they stated that over the last 6 months, they've had discussions with Premium Cigar Association leadership. They have tried to raise their concerns about the structure of the trade show, the time of year it takes place, the size, the format, the economics behind it, the fact that the Premium Cigar Association is controlled exclusively by retailers, even though it is funded primarily by manufacturers through the trade show. Now, all four manufacturers clearly stated that there was no collusion, and I know that for fact, because I can tell you that at any association meeting, whether it's the Cigar Rights of America, the Cigar Association of America, there are always antitrust attorneys present. You have to be very careful. You cannot in any way, shape, or form, all four saying we're all going to do this together or we're all going to raise prices together. That is antitrust. That is a big, big-time problem. The Department of Justice will be all over you. And I can tell you that I have served on numerous associations, primarily broadcasters associations, and we have our attorney very significantly telling us before every convention, before every board meeting, that there can be no collusion, the following items cannot be discussed, and if somebody brings up an item that is even considered to be questionable or on the fence, the antitrust attorney immediately comes in and says, Cannot discuss that. We're closing that discussion down. And specific notes and specific minutes are taken of those meetings. This isn't a haphazard type of thing where they all four got together in a room and said, hey, let's do this. In fact, Perdomo Cigar initially was leaning towards not participating in this year's 2020 Premium Cigar Association convention, and at the last minute decided they would not go along with General Altadis, Davidoff, and Drew Estate by not exhibiting. They decided on their own that they would show up for the Premium Cigar Association convention. And now we're seeing a tremendous number of manufacturers all saying, we're going to be there and we're going to have bigger booth space. Gurkha came out and said they're going to have more booth space. A number of other boutique manufacturers are coming out saying the same thing. And now we're seeing many cigar retailers who, by the way, were nowhere to be found the last 5 years, are all of a sudden on social media saying, I'll be there, will you? Or saying, screw all this nonsense about who's coming and who's not going, we'll be there. But these are the same retailers that couldn't bother getting on an airplane and showing up in the middle of July any of the last 5 years because they knew that all the manufacturers would give them the same discounts several weeks prior to the trade show. And that has been the primary issue that all these manufacturers have, not just the Big Four, but some of the other manufacturers. I can give you, and I won't because I've been asked to maintain confidentiality, and I will not violate that trust. But there's about a dozen that have told me quietly that they have been unhappy at the attendance and the direction of the cigar retailers trade show the last 5, 6, 7 years, and that they had been thinking about doing the same thing. And this all started last summer when Villiger Cigar, not a huge manufacturer, but they came out and said, we will not attend the Premium Cigar Association trade show. It's not worth the expense. We're not happy with the attendance of the retailers. We think we'll do fine without it. Well, guess what? They have. Rene Castaneda has told me that their business has been fantastic this year. Now, they've also come out with new cigars and re-imaged their entire company. But nonetheless, they didn't miss a beat. And so now other manufacturers are looking, saying, we have been thinking of doing the same thing that General Altadis, Davidoff, and Drew Estate is now doing, but we didn't have the guts to do it. We're attending this year, but we're going to take a wait-and-see attitude. We'll see. You cannot tell me that not having the four largest manufacturers in attendance is not going to have an impact on the convention. Because not only does it have an impact on the convention in terms of exhibit space, but Altadis would sponsor a big breakfast to the tune of $100,000-some-odd. General would sponsor the opening cocktail reception at a big, big rate. So now all of a sudden, the Big Four are not attending. They're not sponsoring cocktail parties and other related activities. And now you've got retailers saying, well, we're going to be there, even though the attendance has been shriveling for the last 7, 8 years. Now, there are a number of reasons for that. And let's take a look at that. Before we talk about specifics about why the cigar manufacturers, the Big Four, pulled out and solutions to the issue, I have been stating probably the last 10 years that first and foremost, the nature of the cigar industry has changed with the advent of all the smoking restrictions. At one time, you could smoke anywhere you wanted, indoors, in restaurants, in bars, no problem. And going back 80 years, the cigar retailers at the time, or the manufacturers under the Retail Tobacco Dealers Association, would always have their convention either in July or more specifically in August or early September in time for the fourth quarter Christmas season. They would launch all their new cigars in August, September. They would start shipping in September in time for the Christmas and holiday season. Fourth quarter was always the biggest quarter. It still may be to some retailers. But with the impact of all these cigar smoking regulations where you cannot smoke indoors, what has happened is cigars to a degree have become seasonal. If you live in the Northeast, the Midwest, the Pacific Northwest, the Southwest, in the winter months when it's cold, you are not going to sit outside unless you're Colonel Ange or Captain Paul or XO Tim. You're not going to sit outside in the sub-freezing weather and light a cigar. You're just not. Now, you'll find a retailer But if you want to just go have a cigar after dinner or while watching a game, your ability to do so is drastically limited. So what has happened? We see now a seasonality. Nice weather starts to return, starting in spring, usually around April, May. And April, May, June, July, August, September, October, we go into, we have 5-6 months throughout the country of nice weather. Then we go back into the winter season. So now the seasonality has changed. Now new manufacturers want to get their product out in time for what I call, and I'm using air quotes here, the cigar smoking season, which really is, I believe, March, April, until November. Now, people smoke cigars year-round, yes, but I believe they consume more cigars when the weather is nice and they can sit on their deck, they can sit in their park, outside, by their pool, have a cigar after dinner, have a cigar in the afternoon, whatever the case may be. So now manufacturers who once always released new cigars at one specific time of year, be it July, August, early September, they now are releasing cigars in January on a rolling basis. In February and March, they're launching cigars at various times of the year. They're stagnating the release dates. No longer are they saying everything is going to be released at IPCPR. We're going to now stagnate our releases. So that has had an impact. So now all of a sudden, there are many cigars. I know, for example, last year, a number of manufacturers, they already released cigars a month or two beforehand. So, number one, we're seeing the change of cigar seasonality. That's first and foremost. Second, the Cigar Retailers Association, the Premium Cigar Association, although it should be the PCRA, the Premium Cigar Retailers Association Convention, has been stuck at the same location, the same city, the same horrible time of year for the last 50 years, 80 years, whatever the case is. Now, I have brought this up with the IPCPR leadership, with the PCA leadership, and every time they give me a cock and bull story saying, well, we've surveyed our members, our manufacturers, and they all want it in the summer. Bull. Because I've talked to umpteen members that have said, number one, or manufacturers said, we were never approached. And the ones that were all said, this should be probably in February or March. And it should alternate. It shouldn't be in the middle of the desert, 120 degrees in the middle of summer in Las Vegas. It should alternate. It should be February or March. One year you can have it in Vegas. One year you should have it on the East Coast in Miami, Orlando, or Tampa. And if they got rid of some of the junk, the massage chairs and some of the other exhibitors, they could easily accommodate it in Tampa, Miami, no problem. So it's at the wrong time of year. It's in the wrong location. That's just a start. And the show has not changed. It's the same format, same exact thing. The prices keep going up. And what has happened? Retailers have lost the incentive to attend because now discount deals are being offered to everyone. And when I come back, I'll tell you a story about one of the manufacturer's reps who told me, who was sitting around at last year's Premium Cigar Association trade show and convention, telling me what percentage of their orders were already written the week or two prior to the convention. We'll continue around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is The Gatekeeper from Alec and Bradley. This cigar was blended with the help of Ernesto Perez Carrillo. This beautiful stick has notes of cedar, nuts, and leather, giving it a smooth and rich profile. You can get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Standing in the face of gale force winds of political correctness, it's the General Cigar Dave.
The Premium Cigar Association convention this year will be missing General Cigar, Altadas USA, Davidoff North America, Drew Estate Cigars. And I believe that will be just the beginning. Now, it's not just the cigar industry that is facing issues with trade shows. I remember at one time I actually hosted a golf show on Fox Sports Radio called Foreplay on Fox Sports Radio, Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I would attend the PGA merchandise show in Orlando that took the entire convention center, humongous show. And about 12, 14 years ago, well, it was maybe 10, 12 years ago, one of the manufacturers, Callaway, said that they were not going to attend. They were going to pull out. And when you looked at how much they spent, I mean, millions of dollars on their booth. Their booth space was probably 25,000 square feet, multiple levels. And what was happening was they were finding that the expense was not worth the revenue they were generating at that show. So they made a decision. And what they did instead was say, we are going to bring our customers to us. We'll pay for them to show up to us. We'll do a big weekend, non-competing retailers. And we know that, for example, 70% of our business comes from maybe 40% of our retailers, and those are the ones we're going to cater to. And some other people pulled out as well. Convention and trade shows have lost their luster. Why have they lost their luster? Well, before, you'd have to see somebody one-on-one. The internet has changed things. Now there's video. Now people can go online and they can see what they want. Everything has changed. Before, the only way to get an order was pick up the phone or you'd have to see your representative, whether it was a golf representative or a cigar representative. Now, you go right online. Do it right from your phone. So the awareness, the information for retailers is better. The watch convention, numerous large manufacturers, watch manufacturers pulled out. You look at the golf show, numerous have pulled out. Trade shows and conventions have changed. It's just a function of time. It's not what it used to be. And ultimately, when these companies look, the complaints about attendance at the Premium Cigar Association convention every year have gotten worse and worse and worse. And it doesn't help that the last two leaders, and I can't really speak with the current executive director because, frankly, I haven't met him. He's never reached out to me. At one time, we had great relationships with the previous executive directors or the CEOs of the PCA, the IPCPR, and the RTDA. Couldn't do enough for us. They recognized our contribution to the industry by informing consumers about new products, by interviewing manufacturers, by being the first in the country over electronic airwaves, radio, internet, to fight the enemies of pleasure, to fight the battle. They've never reached out. And actually, 3 years ago, I had a horrible experience with them because we every year would do a big video setup, big presentation, and we would have our sponsors that would defray our costs. It certainly wasn't a moneymaker. We weren't there selling. It's not like we're a cigar manufacturer writing orders for, whatever, $500,000 of cigars or $1 million of cigars. But it was a convention that we have always been at. We felt it was the epicenter. We needed to be there, both for manufacturers to tell consumers what's going on, for us to be in front of manufacturers, for the industry to get in front of consumers. And we had a wonderful relationship. And 3 years ago, I get a call from the executive director at the time, another winner, stating, well, the space you want, we're going to have to charge you $18,000 for. We have never been charged in the past. The publicity that we have generated for the cigar industry is far in excess of $18,000 over the years, I can tell you that. And then they came back and said, well, okay, we'll put you in the basement and we'll only charge you $9,000. And then they came back again and said, well, we can do this and this, but we're still going to have to charge you this. And my answer was, F off. I'm done. This show will continue whether or not we attend the Premium Cigar Association convention. This show will continue whether or not we broadcast front and center and have the manufacturers on. In fact, I can tell you that we've already been approached by manufacturers that would like to do something unique prior to the Premium Cigar Association convention. And we're exploring some very interesting options, some nice interactive options that the manufacturers can interact with you, the consumer. So the industry has, the association has not only been not responsive to manufacturers, the entire board is made up of retailers, even though the manufacturers are paying the freight. They have not listened to suggestions. They have not brought in any manufacturers in numbers to say, look, tell us your concerns. We are really interested. We want to work together because this is our number one moneymaker. When you look at the amount that the convention represents for the Premium Cigar Association, it is millions of dollars. The overwhelming majority of their budget is comprised of revenue and profit from the Premium Cigar Association convention and trade show. So now all of a sudden you've alienated manufacturers, you've alienated media, and then they have a cockamamie, and I'm going to tell you another thing they did. And this happened to every member of media. The day before the 2019 convention, late June, early July, an email goes out to every member of the media that's registered stating, please do not conduct any interviews in the booths during the trade show as you're taking manufacturers away from selling opportunities, even though most of us work on an appointment basis. For example, when I go to see people, I've got appointments. I make appointments and book ahead of time. I respect their time, as do many other members of the media as well. Now, there are times when I'm walking along and they'll snag me in and I'll say, you know what, let's do a quick interview. No problem. It's not like they're sitting there nonstop 8 hours a day writing continuous orders, especially with the mediocre attendance that we've seen that has been dwindling every year. So the Premium Cigar Association, they haven't endeared themselves to the manufacturers. They haven't endeared themselves to the media. And frankly, I don't think they've endeared themselves to the retailers. Because the retailers go, and there's no incentive for them when it's the same thing every year. How about changing it up? How about looking and saying, hey, maybe we should do a couple of mini conventions. Maybe we should do one on the West Coast and one on the East Coast. Hey, why don't we try 1 year of moving it to Tampa or Miami, two cities that would love to host it, that would get special dispensations to allow smoking in their convention centers, that I know for a fact, and let's move it to February or March. So now retailers would have an incentive not only to come down at a better time of year where they can combine it with a vacation or a nice getaway out of the cold weather, but it's also more in line with when cigar smoking season actually occurs. So when companies aren't getting a return, when they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and not writing the orders to justify it, when they get no say, when their concerns are not listened to, when essentially it's a small group of retailers, four or five retailers on an executive committee that run the show, and maybe even less than that, and the venue is not great, and the dates are terrible, it's at the wrong time of year, then all of a sudden you're going to look and people are going to say, manufacturers are going to say, do we really need this? The return is not there. Hey, I got a better idea, and I'm sure manufacturers are thinking this. They will invite and they will pay for their retailers to come down to their headquarters in Florida. I'll guarantee you, Davidoff, Altadis, Drew Estate, Generals in Virginia, but nonetheless, nothing says, hey, let's do a weekend for our top 50 retailers, the guys that write the big business. We'll pay to come down for 3 days, and we'll be exclusively have the opportunity to wine and dine you and schmooze you and show you our new products and write orders. If you don't think that's not going to happen, think again. It's going to happen. And then you had another issue whereby in the state of Maryland, the Premium Cigar Association actually, you have to remember that many of the big manufacturers, Altadis owns Cigars International and Thompson Cigar. General Cigar owns Cigars International and Thompson. Altadis owns JR Cigar. And they're also retailers. So, yes, they're manufacturers, and yes, they're internet and catalog retailers, but they also have brick-and-mortar stores. And in Maryland, a representative of the Premium Cigar Association lobbied for an excise tax only on catalog and online sales, and that further ticked off Altadis and General and some of the other members who have attended, including Famous Smoke Shop and Arthur Zaritsky, the owner of Famous Smoke Shop, had a letter, and I'll read that in just a few minutes. So overall, what has happened now is you've got all these, many of the retailers, they're now saying, oh, these are colluders. These four, the Altadis and General, Drew Estate, General, all four of these companies, they're all colluding. Well, they're not colluding, but they're calling them the colluders. And meanwhile, they're all saying, well, we're going to show them, and we are going to attend, and all these people are on social media, retailers that have never bothered to show up before are now saying, oh, yeah, we'll be there. I will guarantee you today the attendance won't be better. It'll be worse by retailers. And there's another little sticking point. Manufacturers have never gotten an accurate count of what the attendance is. Now, as the convention has gotten bigger and bigger, taking up more space, it looks thinner and thinner because when you have more space and the same number of people or less people spread out over more space, it looks a little thin. And I can tell you that last year after the first day, it started to thin out dramatically. And one of the manufacturer's reps who was sitting at a table. I went up to him and I said, hey, what do you got, no orders to write? And he looked at me and he said, that's right. He said, I've got 130 accounts in my territory. In the last 3 weeks, out of 130 accounts, 95% of my accounts have already given me their orders. I've got maybe a dozen accounts showing up over the next day or two. And it was so quiet that the manufacturer is supposed to be there for 3 days. They sent him after the second day, sent him that night and said, go back home. And they started to reduce staff. A number of manufacturers did last year. So manufacturers have never gotten an accurate count. We hear 777. We hear it's 800. We hear 500. But they never tell you how many stores that represents. They never tell you, are those individual stores? Is it out of 777 retailers? Is that maybe 300 stores represented? They never give an accurate count. And you don't need an accurate count because manufacturers can see the dwindling traffic. Now, the PCA has really remained mum. They haven't talked to the media on this. They've gone into a shell. The only thing they released was a letter. Let me read this. And it went to the PCA members. Dear PCA member, as you may have heard from today's press releases, four companies announced they will not exhibit at PCA 2020. We want to assure you that the world's biggest premium cigar and pipe show is on with over 110,000 square feet of space booked by hundreds of family-owned companies. The four companies not attending represent 12% of show space. I don't believe that, by the way. And since the announcement,
the average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Swisher, which now owns Drew Estate, General Cigar, J.C. Newman, Perdomo, Camacho, before they were acquired by Davidoff, Christian Aroa was very involved and still is, they were writing big checks before the Cigar Rights of America and before the Premium Cigar Association of America or the IPCPR predecessor or RTDA even stroked a check. The Cigar Association of America has been battling and has been writing checks for many, many years, far longer than the CRAs have been in existence and far longer than the PCA has started contributing to the legislative kitty. So let's not minimize what the Big Four have done in any way, shape, or form. That's not right. We're always honest on the show. We call it like it is. Arthur Zaritsky, a famous smoke shop. Open letter. We'll post this letter basically stating he's been going for many, many years, and he's always supported it. But why should he go to a convention, support an organization that's trying to screw him? He's got a brick-and-mortar store. They're trying to basically throw him under the bus with excise taxes and not being responsive to their needs as well. So this is going to be a big issue. My prediction, the attendance, regardless of what all these retailers say, they're going, there's always the diehards that are going to be there. The diehards. The Corona cigars are going to be there. The Outlaw cigars in Kansas City, they're going to be there. Other big retailers are going to be there. And there's going to be some small mom and pops that always are there. I can see the same people. They come in, they attend, they support. But the overwhelming majority of retailers, there's 2,700 or 2,500 cigar retailers in the country. A fraction, maybe 15% of overall retailers bother showing up. So what is going to happen this year is the big four are out. Other companies are going to say, we're not getting the bang on our buck. We're not getting the return on our investment. We're going to back out. We're not going to show up in the future. We're not going to pay this kind of money. The prices keep going up. It's the same crappy venue in Vegas in the middle of summer, 120 degrees. Who wants to do that? The convention should be in February or March. And, oh, by the way, last year, the Premium Cigar Association came up with this great idea, unbeknownst virtually to any manufacturer, that they were going to create in 2020 what they called CigarCon, that one day would be dedicated solely of the convention, an additional day to allowing consumers on the floor. Retailers weren't thrilled about it. Manufacturers weren't thrilled about it. And they came out and said, yes, we're going to do this. We expect huge attendance, thousands of attendance. Oh, and by the way, we're probably going to lose $300,000 the first year on doing it. Nobody was excited about that. Before they bother with a consumer show, they need to fix the trade show. So numerous complaints. I have not decided if I'm going to be attending this year. I am gravitating towards not attending. I believe that we will have the ability to do some very unique things with the technology that we now have in place, video technology, with being able to get word out and video out on a mobile basis, on the internet, unique platforms, where we can get information out to you ahead of the Premium Cigar Association convention. So we'll keep an eye on things, but I always want to be clear and want to be very forthright on what has happened. And this is what I call inside baseball. A lot of insider talk, but it's important that you know what exactly goes on. And so I think if the Premium Cigar Association would be smart, they'd talk to all these manufacturers, talk to other boutique manufacturers, and get a true partnership and start listening instead of dictating and doing the same damn trade show every damn year in the same damn warm, hot Vegas desert. Final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
Never miss a minute of the show
when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app
for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices.
You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device.
Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store.
Search Cigar Dave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
A new year is upon us, and that means that I have selected 12 fantastic monthly selections for the 2020 Cigar Dave Officers Club, and it begins this month, January 2020, with the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper, a magnificent collaboration between Alec Rubin, Bradley Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, and Ernesto Perez Carrillo of EPC Cigar. They collaborated to make a magnificent, medium-bodied, very nice rich cigar. It is the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and fillers from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. Rich, little spice, little cedar, little nuttiness on the palate, a beautiful cigar. The first of 12 fantastic monthly selections in 2020 for the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, join now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars delivered to you each month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join now.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, happy birthday to Butcher Dave up in the Western New York Theater of Operations. I guarantee you, he's got some great giant hunks of meat. He'll be enjoying. Put a birthday candle in there, Butcher Dave, and happy birthday from the entire Cigar Dave crew. Reminder that the Alec and Bradley Gatekeepers, the January 2020 Officers Club selection, beautiful stick from Alec and Bradley Rubin, Alan Rubin's sons, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, Dominican and Nicaraguan filler. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month to get three fantastic cigars. Real quickly. Sergeant Steve, hit the Bernard Sanders audio after the debate on Tuesday.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion, we'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle of it. I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah, good. Thanks. Thanks, Tom, for coming out. Now, get out of the way. Bernard Sanders, let me tell you something. You called me a liar, Pocahontas. You are a liar. You are a liar of your Indian descent. You're an absolute liar. I never said a woman couldn't win. You made the damn thing up. I'm coming after you, Pocahontas. I'm coming. I'm finding where your teepee, where you live in your teepee, and I'm coming after you. I'm just telling you right now. Tom Steyer, yeah, good. Thanks for coming up to me. Get the hell out. I got to deal with this broad right now. Bernard Sanders was not happy. But I love seeing Bernard Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, the Democrats going after each other. Keep whacking each other. Beautiful, beautiful sight. Cigar Dave, the General, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Keep America great. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As I take one final sip of my hot Alpha, I made it through.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Redding's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are...